that Thomas Aquinas is an authority in how we've arrived at any of our conclusions, but he is considered to be one of the great minds of history. And let me just read this to you, because it's interesting. Thomas Aquinas, a medieval theologian, created one of the greatest intellectual achievements of Western civilization in his Summa Theologica. It's a massive work, 38 treatises, 3,000 articles, 10,000 objections. Thomas tried to gather into one coherent whole all of truth. What an undertaking. Anthropology, science, ethics, psychology, political theory, and theology, all under God. On December 6, 1273, Thomas abruptly stopped his work. While he was celebrating Mass in the chapel at St. Thomas, he caught a glimpse of eternity. And suddenly he knew that all his efforts to describe God fell so far short that he decided never to write again. When his secretary, Reginald, tried to encourage him to do more writing, he said, "Reginald, I can do no more. Such things have been revealed to me that all I have written seems as so much straw. Even the greatest human minds cannot fathom the greatness of God." So we try, and this represents some of our best effort, but we'll keep on trying. And it reminds me what it says in John about this is life eternal, to know God. Also, since you appreciate humor here, I have this cartoon. I wish I had it made into a slide, but I don't. But Bruce Greenaway was so kind as to Xerox both these, this statement by about Thomas Aquinas, as well as this cartoon. And I think he said they'll be out here on the table. So if you want to grab one, it'd be great. Now my mind goes blank. Who gave that to me? Someone gave me a... Lyle Johnston, I think. They gave me a cartoon on rumors. I don't know if you've seen that. He was passing out copies. That is great. It shows how two people are talking about this couple, and as you go through about 10 panels, you should pick up a copy if you don't have one. But anyway, in this cartoon, the first panel, it has these two fellows talking, and they're looking up at the outer space, and the one fellow says, "Is it true that a million years are but a second to you?" As he sort of addresses space and the heavens. And this answer comes booming down from the heavens, "That's right." And then he ventures another question, "And $1 million are just a penny to you?" And the answer comes, "Yes." So they venture another question, "Can I have a penny?" And the answer comes, "Just a second." Interesting view of time and space. Sometimes we want to view it our way, and it helps to try and see it from God's perspective. I think that's good for us to try to do from time to time. I have a nice thing to conclude with here. I don't think I need to belabor the effectiveness of the conference. I've had so many of you thank me for it and express your appreciation for it. So we'll conclude with a couple of, thrilling things. First, I want to present the 25-year watches to two couples, Bill and Barbara Hutchison, if they would please join me here. I see them. Employed as business manager in the Auckland office in July of 1968. And then he was ordained in 1986. And he still is the business manager and the Pacific Rim today. So it's with great delight that I present these to you. Oh boy, you guys have them nicely wrapped and labeled. I'm going to have to talk to the people in Pasadena. Everyone always appreciates a steady hand. And for the second presentation, if Bill and Pat Dixon would please join me. He was ordained a deacon in April of 1967 and hired as a trainee in 1968 in Perth. Well, and he lives in Perth now. All things kind of go full cycle, don't they? He's served as an associate pastor in Perth, Brisbane North, Brisbane South, Ipswich, and he was pastor of Melbourne, Sydney South, Hobart, Newcastle, Bathurst, Blaxland, Perth North, ordained in 1970, and ordained subsequently after that to higher rank, and then retired in 1994. Yeah. It's what it seems here. And we have two ordinations we're going to do. So I guess I should take this and move to the center and ask for some people to join me.
Is this? Yeah.
Well, if Messrs. Wiesel, Dick, Matthews, and Stavronides, and Albrecht would care to join me. You know, when you ordain someone, you want to have enough hands on his head to at least mess up his hair, if there isn't. And I might invite the wives to join them if you'd like to hold your husband's hand while we do this. Excuse me. So, Colin Hardy and Lynn, if you want to join him, and Don Worthing and Kate, if you'd like to come up here. Now, I understand, Kate and Lynn, if you'd rather sit down there, because you wouldn't be able to stand up here, that's okay. But if you'd like to come up here and hold your husband's hand while we do this, feel free.
Father in heaven, we come before you exceedingly grateful and thankful for the opportunity to, first of all, experience and receive your love that you give to us while we are yet in our sin. We thank you for the path, Father, that has brought us all in this room to this place of being able to serve you in a full capacity. And Father, we especially now, in the midst of everything you do for us and your great work that you are carrying out for mankind, we bring before you Colin, Hardy, and Lynn. And Father, we thank you very much for the fruit that they have borne through your Spirit working in and through them. We thank you for the degree to which they have yielded themselves to you. We thank you, Father, for using them to serve, to uphold, to nurture, to mentor, to bind wounds, to instruct and teach. And Father, we now ask that you would grant them even greater use in your hands, an even greater role as servants, as shepherds, as stewards, as we discussed. Father, we lay our hands upon Colin and we ask this, and this laying on of hands is a symbol of faith in a conveyance of your gift and your authority. We also, as a symbol of Colin's yieldedness to you and to his part in the organism which is the body of Christ. So we thank you for them, Father, and we rejoice and celebrate them before you at this time, returning the thanks and the glory to you, knowing from whence it comes. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join us. Kind of a combined service blessing with a baby and always touches your heart when you see a little one this young. Ooh. Our merciful Father, we come together before you again with joy as we have considered one ordination and asked for your blessing and approval on it, and we bring one more to you with Kate and Don Worthing. We certainly appreciate how they've learned to work together as a team, and we very much appreciate how they have yielded themselves to you to allow your spirit to work in them. We come to them and present them to you and ask for your blessing upon them as we pray to ordain them to a higher role of service in your work. We know, Father, that the whole host of heaven rejoices when a sinner comes to repentance, and so we realize that this is just as joyful a time as we ask for you to bless them with more gifts of your Holy Spirit. We ask that you will stir up that gift that is within them, and that you will bless them with more spiritual gifts to serve people that you're calling into relationship with you. So we do lay hands now upon him, and we do ask, Father, that you will continue to work within them, that specifically you will help Don in his ministry as he can use all his talents and all his strengths to work with people, to help them improve their relationship with you as you use him as an instrument in your hand. And that certainly you would bless Kate as an able wife, an assistant to him, to be a comfort and an encouragement to him and to others as needed. So we raise him in rank now to the full role of pastoring the church as he's been doing and doing well. And we thank you for the service and the blessing that you've given through them. And we are so grateful for your presence here and for all the wonderful things you're doing for us. And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I'd just like to make a few final comments after a rather exciting morning. I would like to ask, if you wouldn't mind, any of those of you that have not yet signed the card for Sole Bay, would you please do so before you leave? It's over here on the table. I think many have, but if you haven't, it would be good to have it as complete as possible. We'll mail it to him, and he will get tapes of the conference in due course. Hopefully he has enough batteries to work through the tapes. That's how basic things are where he lives. So, and they'll also... So anyway, if you would do that, I'm sure he'd greatly appreciate it. At this time, I'd also like to just express on behalf of all of us our appreciation to Bruce Greenaway for all the work that goes into the conference and for his assistant, Deborah Thompson. As a result of the outstanding success of the conference, Mr. Greenaway has been appointed official organizer of the 1998 Winter Olympics in Singapore. You realize, of course, that Singapore has no mountains and no snow, but Bruce can arrange anything. However, one thing he doesn't know this yet, but one thing we will do for him, we'll make him the official guest speaker for the 20th anniversary service in Morwell in June. An appreciation of his work here, so that's his home church area. So. Well, I just want to say that it's been a very special conference for all of us. I don't think we've ever had, at least in my experience, such a large team from headquarters with us here. And I realize that to have you all from Pasadena with us does inconvenience many people in Pasadena because of parts of various teams missing, and I suppose the person that would be most affected by the fact that these people here would be Mr. Dekarch. So I would like to ask Joe, if you wouldn't mind, please extend to him our special thanks for allowing you all to come at the same time, and we appreciate that it does involve a certain sacrifice for him as well to have you all here. We appreciate that. I'd like you to convey that to him, and also our love and support, which I think I'd like to think goes without saying, but would you say it anyway? Thank you. Also, on a couple of other things then, I'd just like to comment especially that it's been a pleasure, Mike, to have you with us for a conference. I think the first conference, is it not, that you've been in Australia. It means a great deal to us for you to put this time in. I know what a sacrifice that is as well, and especially when you're simply here, in a sense, socially for a few days before you spoke. We appreciate that, but most especially the comments that you made this morning. I think they're much appreciated, and add a great deal to. It'll make a significant impact, I think, on the healing process that is going on. So thank you very much for that. Dr. Stavronides is not here. He's probably sleeping. When I left last night, he was still going strong in the corner here, with a whole pack of insomniacs. At 12:10 or whatever it is, and I guess he did about over 10 hours of speaking in 3 days. And if he was here, I would have said that we learned a great deal, and we learned it in a very enjoyable way, and that I can understand why so many Greeks have come to Australia and settled here, because they have such a good Australian sense of humour. So that helped a lot too. And Greg, thank you very much for your time. I think that most people perhaps are aware that you also came in at 4 a.m. last Friday morning, and from Brisbane Airport drove down, had a shower and breakfast, and went straight into meetings at the writers' meetings we were having in the office, and we much appreciated the effort that you put into that, into adding that into this at all. It's a great help, and we think it was especially valuable contribution to our efforts to develop an editorial capacity here and to work towards presenting the gospel in a way that is as effective as possible in this area of the world. And especially when you've got all these deadlines I know that you have to face all the time, thank you for taking that time. And for Joe and Randall, who were here last year as well, we want you to know that you provide a special service to us during the course of the year. We thank you for the time away from home, and the ladies too for the time away from your families. We realize that's a sacrifice of considerable magnitude, perhaps more for the children in many ways. So please tell them we appreciate that, of what they had to go through while you were here. We thank you for coming. It adds a great deal, and we look forward to having you again next time as well. Now, in order to express our appreciation in a way, a tangible way, we've got a few small gifts to present here that to take home. And if you'll excuse me while I dash to the door again. Mrs. Albrecht and Mrs. Stavronides were not able to come. In that case, they have not yet had the opportunity to see the country firsthand, and so in order to provide them with a glimpse of the country, I'd like to present to you, Greg, for you and your wife, a memento of a... of a book which shows much of the country you haven't seen on this trip, and probably in some ways most of the country we haven't seen as well. And we have a similar book for Dr. Stavronides to take back. Last I heard, he was out this morning buying a suitcase, so I don't know how much he plans on taking back, but anyway. And then also, Mike, we have a couple little things to take back to your children here. you wouldn't mind for children and then your new little one, something that since they've gone from Korea to the US and they're further away from home, so we gave them something from Australia. Well, now they're home anyway.
You're very welcome.
Yes, all of those, huh? Just bring the lot. Now, at the lost track of time, huh? At the Australian Open Tennis Championships every year, I suppose you've seen the presentations to the winners. And in each case, they give them just a cheap silver plate or some sort of trophy that goes with all the other trophies that these people like Pete Sampras and, whoever won the ladies this year, Steffi Graf have had. They just put them on a shelf. But the most significant thing they give them is a traditional Australian Akubra hat. So we'd like to present one of these to each of and for Joe and Randall. For each of the ladies, an Australian brooch to remind them of one of the places in Australia that we've never seen, and they haven't either yet, but come back. You're welcome. If the size doesn't fit, we'll fix it. And, honey, you wouldn't mind the book, the one that's still there. This is, going backwards then, I'd like to, I'll repeat the comments I made before, that Dr. Savarinidis, we especially appreciate the many long hours you put in. We know that you probably just got up after last night, having been afflicted with a couple of dozen insomniacs last night in the corner here till all hours of the night, we appreciate very much the very long hours that you put in and the patience with which you answered our questions, and it's been one of the most stimulating and mind-expanding conferences that we've certainly ever had. We certainly appreciate the time that you put in, especially considering the fact that you have to go over the material from conference to conference to conference to conference, and yet you do it with such freshness and enthusiasm, and we very much appreciate that. So I've also mentioned, by the way, that it's very clear why there are so many Greeks living in Australia these days, because you have such a good Australian sense of humour, and it just comes... So anyway, on behalf of us all, we'd like to present you and your wife, in this case as well, since she was not able to come, with a book gives you an overview of Australia and areas that you've not seen, and as I mentioned, most of us probably haven't either. Thank you all very much for your contribution and your prayers for the success of this. Would you please thank the brethren for their help when you return as well? We know that they were deeply committed to praying for the success of the conference. It's been an outstanding success, and we look forward very much to seeing you all again next year. Whether we're here or not next year depends upon what negotiating we can do in the next few weeks. They gave us an outstanding deal this year. We hope they're happy enough with us that they'll give us another one for next year.
So we look forward to seeing you all. Thank you all very much. I wish you all a very safe trip home, and we'll see many of you in various places during the course of the year. And for a final few announcements, where else should we go but...